Yeah, well, about 6 years ago, we wanted to sort of do more than just win medals at British Cycling. We're doing very well with the Olympics, and we've continued to do so. But we also thought that we could inspire a lot more people to consider bike riding in Britain and get back on their bikes. So we introduced a new concept called Skyride, and it's all about having fun on a bike, making it easy and safe to get involved in cycling again, because some people are concerned about things like safety and, you know, finding great places to ride and things, mechanical things with a bike and so on. So what we do, we offer really simple but fun ways to get involved in three ways. One is we do a mass participation event in some of the biggest towns and cities in Britain. And this year we're doing 14 of those. And that's a traffic-free event. So if you imagine going to Manchester and we shut the city centre down for the day for traffic.
Wow.
And people cycle round, have fun. There's lots of music. There's entertainment. There's bike checks. There's tips and advice. There's how to get involved in other cycling activities. And it's just a great way to spend a day in a city traffic-free on a bike.
That sounds like great fun. That must be must take quite a bit of organisation, though, to shut a city down for the day.
It does, yeah. I mean, doing 14 in a year is a lot, actually. And we work with the local authorities and the transport people, and they look at all the road closures and talk to businesses about how that works for them, because people come on a bike from all over the region, of course, and then they'll come and spend the day in the city and spend the money and have a good time. So, you know, everyone benefits, you know, not just the cyclists. So that's the mass participation, where the sort of big bike events. And then what we've got is we've got guided rides in 63 locations this year, where we've trained 3,000 ride leaders to lead bike rides of about 10 to 20 kilometres, sometimes a bit shorter, sometimes a bit longer. And the idea there is to find great places to ride where people live, find some great routes, and pick out sort of rides where people are capable of maybe doing 10 kilometres or maybe a bit more. And you can register three levels on our website, which is goskyride.com. There's always a great cafe stop as well, so when we map the routes, we find all the great cafes, so there's a stop off there and people can chat. It's a very social event as well, and this is all free. It's all run by qualified ride leaders, and all the feedback we get is brilliant. You know, we get such a good response, and people just keep coming back for more rides. It's really working so well.
Oh, I bet. I mean, cycling is something, unless you're attempting to go up a big hill or whatever, if it's relatively flat, cycling is something which is pretty easy for most people to do, and great fun, and it's good for you.
It is. I mean, I would imagine most listeners at some time in their life have ridden a bike, especially as a child. And I think a lot of people kind of put the bike in the shed and leave it. And what we're trying to do is inspire people to think about, you know, get that bike out of the shed, dust it off, maybe get a bike check with your local bike shop, and just get back on your bike and have some fun. And I think in Britain, there's a real sustained interest now in cycling, with all the profile we've had at the Olympics and, you know, having two British winners winning the Tour de France. I think the profile is obviously changing. You know, it's in the media an awful lot more. People talk about it in pubs now. I mean, 6 years ago, you would not get a pub chat about cycling, would you? But you do now. People get very excited about it. And it's very visible in Britain, the number of people just cycling in general, be it cycling to work or for fun at the weekends. It's very, very noticeable. And that's helping the relationship between cyclists and motorists as well, where, you know, we're looking to sort of get mutual respect between people who drive cars and people who ride bikes, because they've got to share the roads. So, yeah, very, very positive, and the mood around Britain for cycling is so healthy at the moment, and it is good for you.
Yeah, definitely. And it is, you mentioned safety at the beginning. That is very important, because obviously on the roads, certainly on the main roads, especially around cities like London, you need to be so careful, both as a cyclist and then for sure as a motorist as well, to be aware of cyclists. Any tips for safety?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of campaigning, actually, at the moment, trying to get local authorities thinking about how they, if they're changing or designing road junctions, you know, how to do that so that the cyclist is in a better position when they're riding on those junctions. We're also doing some driver awareness work as well. But I think, going back to the Skyride program, one of the things that we do really well, actually, with our ride leaders is when we take people out for these led rides or these guided rides, they get a bit of advice about where to sort of sit your bike on the road and don't go in the gutter. You know, be visible riding. You know, if you're riding in groups, then it's safer in terms of a larger group of people, more visible on the road. So you get lots of sort of subtle tips and advice on that as well. And it's amazing how many people think they've just got to get out of the way of the traffic and hug the gutter. And that, you know, that's not the sort of thing you should be doing. So again, if you get involved in these group rides, you get all this little sort of these tips and advice, and you do gain confidence. A lot of people do need to build the confidence about riding on the road, and this really helps a lot.
Yeah.
And how about for motorists when overtaking a cyclist, for example, what's the safest way of doing that? Because obviously you don't want to go too close to the cyclist, but you've got to be careful going out the other side of the road as well.
Yeah, I mean, this is it's a tricky one on a radio interview because there's lots of subtleties and lots of conditions on the road that you've got to factor in, you know, when you're yeah. passing a cyclist. So it's tricky to sort of give one or one line on it. But basically, just give lots of space, and if you're not sure about overtaking the cyclist because of the maybe a junction ahead or an obstruction of the road or a bollard in the middle, is for the sake of 20 seconds, hold back until there's a space, really. So a lot of it's like just thinking about the cyclist, thinking about giving people lots of room and taking your time. It's just 20 seconds to give somebody a bit more space rather than sort of squeeze them in on a junction.
A lot of it is common sense, isn't it?
Bit of patience, bit of common sense, and just respect all around. And one of the campaigning thrusts we've got is also the way around, because for every maybe bad motorist or a motorist doesn't really think about cyclists, you'll get a cyclist not really thinking about the car, thinking they're indestructible. So we see it both ways. The cyclists have got to think about how they ride on the road, and also motorists have got to think about what they do as well.
Definitely.
And also on your website, I noticed there are lots of tips on maintenance of the bike and things like that. You know, what to do if you get a puncture, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, for your listeners, the probably easiest thing to do is to go to goscarrett.com, and it's easy to find a ride locally near them if they visit the country or they're over here. You just put in your postcode and you'll find some rides, as women-only rides as well, which we do. And then on that site, there's loads of advice about, how to sort your bike out, best places to ride, lots of maps of lots of routes and so on. So there's it's like a one-stop shop for all your cycling needs, so it's worth having a look.
Brilliant.
We're very lucky here in Spain as well. There's lots of great cycling paths here. The particular town where I live and also where the radio station is, San Pedro, there's lots of cycle paths down near the beach where you can either rollerblade on or cycle on. It's really good.
Yeah, it's terrific. I mean, a lot of the European countries now, they're getting so much better, aren't they, building infrastructure, making it easy for people to cycle and have fun and do it safely as well. And it's great because, that kind of infrastructure is happening in Britain now, and people are really thinking about designing the right things in, so it is easier to ride a bike.
Mm. Well, it's been lovely having you with us on The Breakfast Show, Stuart.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks very much for joining us. As you said, if listeners want more information, they can go to the website goskyride.com. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you. TRE.